This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. More than 15 policemen and several civilians, including an Orthodox priest, have been killed by armed militants in Russia's Southern Republic of Dagestan, its governor said early on Monday. The gunmen opened fire on two Orthodox churches, a synagogue, and a police post in two cities on Sunday, according to the authorities. The attacks took place in the predominantly Muslim region with a history of armed militancy as terrorist acts. The governor says six of what he called bandits were liquidated. Ukrainian drones and missiles killed several people in Russia and Crimea on Sunday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A video posted on Crimean Wind's Telegram channel shows the sky in Sevastopol while holidaymakers lie on the beach as the sound of explosions erupts nearby. Soon the area is drowning in screams as everyone runs for cover. Officials say several people, including children, were killed by falling debris when five Ukrainian missiles were shot down in the Crimean port city. Russian authorities say over 100 people were also wounded by the Ukrainian drone and missile attack. The attacks came after Russia struck Kharkiv with four aerial bombs, hitting a five-story residential building and killing several people. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday the phase of intense fighting against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in the Gaza Strip was coming to an end, but the war would not end until the Islamist group no longer controls the Palestinian enclave. Netanyahu said once the intense fighting is over, Israel will be able to deploy more forces along the northern border with Lebanon, where fighting with the Iran-backed Hezbollah has escalated. This is VOA News.